WCCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. If you're a regular listener to this program, you'll know that on multiple times we have quoted from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a time in which deception is running rampant. We're being sold a bill of goods, a barrel of rotten apples, if you will, in which the seller is saying, "No, those aren't rotten, they're actually good." You see, what is abnormal in our, you know, in our standards is declared to be normal, or the new normal. What God has called abnormal is declared to be normal. This deception is happening on so many fronts. We see a lot of it happening politically right now. It's also happening in our education system. It's happening through the entertainment industry. And sadly, it's also happening in the church. There's yet another term associated with this. It's called gaslighting. What is gaslighting? Where did the term originate? What does it have to do with us today? Well, we invite you to stay with us as we welcome to back to our studio Pastor David Brown. He is pastor of the First Baptist Church of Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He has a master's in theology, a PhD in history, specializing in the history of the English Bible. Pastor Brown has recently marked just last year 50 years in ministry, 40 of those at his current church. And Pastor Brown, good to have you back with us here on Crosstalk.
Well, it's good to be with you at Crosstalk, Jim, and I'm thankful for Crosstalk because you indeed are the watchman on the wall. And there's so much going on today. I'm thinking of another passage in Isaiah. That's Isaiah 59:14. It describes, I believe, days that we're living in, though it was days that Israel was in as well. "Judgment is turned away backwards. Justice standeth afar off. Truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter."
Well,
we're seeing that today, Jim, right where we're living right now.
Have I carried this deception thing too far, or do you see us as living in a time of great deception?
No, we're living in a time of great deception. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 says, "They lie in wait to deceive. They use cunning craftiness." And if there's things that God hates, it's a lying tongue. In fact, that's among the seven things that he says are an abomination, a false witness that speaks lies. But what we're seeing today, I'm thinking of an article that is by Paul Weaver, and he wrote it's called "News and the Culture of Lying, How Journalism Really Works." Here's what he says. "Journalists and politicians have become ensnared in the symbiotic," and that means mutually deceptive between two groups, "in the symbiotic web of lies that mislead the public." Hmm. And we're seeing that today. The thing of it is he wrote that 26 years ago, Jim, and today we're seeing that journalism, for all practical purposes, is dead. They are all based upon what I call skewed values, not solid values. And as you read earlier in Isaiah, they call evil good and good evil. They call right wrong and wrong right. And they indeed are gaslighting, Jim.
Where does lying and deception come from? What is its origin in itself?
Well, I'm thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is talking to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were the ones in his days who wanted to control the narrative. They wanted to push out anything else. And well, Jesus just lays it out this way. He says it in John 8, verse 44 and 45. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning," now listen to this, "and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. He is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." It's the devil, Jim. The devil is empowering these people who turn truth on their heads.
Pastor David Brown with us here today on Crosstalk. Now, you use the term gaslighted, and you have indicated even through some of your research, that we are being gaslighted. So before we give illustrations on that, let's define it. What does it mean? What exactly is gaslighting?
Well, I began to hear the term used on and off about 2 years ago. Finally, I decided to do some research on what it meant, but gaslighting is used to describe abusive behavior, is particularly when the abuser manipulates information in such a way as to make the victim, who is being deceived, question his or her sanity. Gaslighting intentionally makes the other person doubt their perception of reality, doubt their memories, and all that sort of stuff. But where the term came from, it originated from a play that was written back by Patrick Hamilton in 1938. It was a play about psychological manipulation, and I happened to look up in 1944, Ingrid Bergman appeared in a movie, it can still be seen, called Gaslight. And here's what happened. In this story, the husband attempts to convince his wife and others that his wife's insane. He begins manipulating the small elements of their environment and insisting that she's mistaken in what she remembers and that she's incorrect or she's delusional. And the play alludes to the husband dimming down, because homes used to be lit with gas lights. He would turn down the gas light and she'd say, "Oh, the lights are dim." No, he said, "No, they're not. You're not thinking right. Everything is well." Well, the wife repeatedly asks her husband to confirm her perceptions about the dim light, and he says, "Nah, it is not true." He keeps insisting that she is going insane, Jim, and ultimately he pretends to give her a brooch and then put it in her purse, but he doesn't really put it in her purse, and he accuses her of losing it, and she begins to think that she really is losing her mind. So that's what gaslighting is they try and get you to think that you're not thinking light. And I believe that we're living in a perpetual state of being gaslighted in the United States today.
So we take a look at this, and it is based upon a foundation of lies and deception. That's all part of what this gaslighting is. And you just indicated that you believe as a nation right now,
yes,
and as individuals, that there are attempts or this gaslighting is going on even as we speak.
Well, yes, because I'll tell you what, allegedly the media is telling us a narrative, mm-hmm, and telling us that's the true narrative. But when we know difference and we know that it's fake news, then we're accused of being bigots, or we're accused of being crazy, or we're being accused of being racist. And they do this over and over again because they have their facts. They have their narrative. And if you will not go along with their facts and their narrative, then something is wrong with you, and that's when we're being gaslighted.
Yeah, and indeed, what we're seeing is a constant evolution in the changing definitions in our dictionaries today, and yet when you hold to the traditional definition, you are then accused of being, you're wrong, your thinking is flawed, somehow you're wrong, and there are just numerous examples of this taking place.
It's happening all the time. For instance, a big one for me is the biblical family structure, mm-hmm, Jim. I'll tell you what, I believe in, it's been called by people the nuclear family, and that's where you have a male father, a female mother, and they are married, and they seek to have children, and that has always been, right from Adam and Eve, it's always been the family, the nuclear family, has been the backbone of our culture ever since the family came into being. However, if you believe in this structure today, if you believe in the father as the head, you're attacked as a racist, a sexist, a fascist. They claim that this is the white social structure. They claim that you're a gay, hating bigot if you believe in the nuclear family, and that the belief in that is terribly destructive to our society. and then you are one of the most horrible people that there is. We're being gaslighted on this because they have a hidden agenda, Jim.
Yeah, indeed. And, I mean, this has often been declared to be the very foundation of our society today, that nuclear family unit, as you described for us today. And so when they purport to have something other than that as being the new normal, we're being gaslighted.
Right. That's because, I mean, you look at so many of the fatherless families. One of the reasons you do research, violence. The kids are more violent and more prone to get into drugs if there is a male figure that's not involved in the home, Jim. They have a hidden political agenda. The left is attacking the social family structure and calling it fascist, calling it patriarchal, because they want to force you to be more reliant on the state. Remember Hillary Clinton a long time ago, it says it takes,
a village
to rear children, and she talked about that. But as they push this more and more and more, that gives the government more control over their lives, and it's an effort to bring in socialism. And really, when you look at all of the state control, that is the definition of fascism, which is authoritarian utilitarianism, characterized by dictatorial power, forced suppression. And if you oppose that, you are imprisoned, you are crazy, but we're being gaslighted in that. No culture can survive without the nuclear family being the backbone, Jim.
The prophet Hosea wrote, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And friends, that's what we're trying to give understanding here today, even to these very, very matters that are going on. I mean, we hear this term fascism. It's being thrown around a lot. It's tossed in the face of those who hold to the rule of law or traditional values.
That's exactly right. And they don't have any, they're throwing around all these terms, and they don't even really have an idea what those terms mean.
Well, there's another example, and that is we're being told today that police are a threat to law and order. Are we being gaslighted with that?
Oh, man, are we ever being gaslighted with that? The police are, you know, they're claiming that they're a threat to particularly the black community. But here we see a major problem is destroying the inner city, Jim. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. Just by observation, I'm looking at the cities. So many of these cities are under Democratic control, and they've been under Democratic control for years and years and years. And it's crime that is destroying people. It's murder and gang violence and drug dealing and drive-by shootings and armed robberies. But we're told that's not the problem. We're told that police are the problem in the inner cities. We're being told to defund the police and remove law enforcement from the crime-ridden cities, and that will make them safer. We're being gaslighted, Jim. We're being gaslighted.
We're going to take a quick break here, folks. Pastor David Brown is with us today. Our topic is that of gaslighting. You may not have heard of it before, but it is exactly a description of where we're at in society today. We're going to come back with further discussion after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, author and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how many different races of men are there?
Actually, Chris, the Bible never uses the term race, except when it talks about the human race. Biblically, we all go back to Noah and we all go back to Adam. We're all descended from them and related to all the people of the earth. And you know, this is exactly what genetic studies of the different ethnic groups is showing. Every ethnic group is so genetically similar to the others that it's like we're all from the same family, almost clones. Chris, notice how well this evidence lines up with what the Bible has to say. We don't use scientific evidence to prove the Bible, but we can, by using the evidence, show just how right that Bible is. Aren't you glad we can go back to Genesis and get it right?
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Pastor David Brown with us today. Our topic is gaslighting. Friends, its root is in deception. Its root is in lies. We're talking about that today, and we were just talking about this claim that is out there. We're giving examples of this gaslighting right now. One of those claims is that police are a threat to law and order, and especially terrible for the black community. Yet we have the black community saying, don't defund the police, don't defund them. Friends, as we were preparing for this, just last evening, coming from WND.com is an article whereby former Vice President Biden is claiming that President Donald Trump is the one who wants to defund the police. Now, this is gaslighting. Here's what it says from the article. Asked to clarify whether or not he wants to defund police, Joe Biden told reporters at a campaign stop Tuesday in Pennsylvania, it's President Trump who wants to defund the police. Well, let's look at what President Trump has said. He has said this, quote, we won't be dismantling our police. We won't be disbanding our police. We won't be ending our police force in a city. He said this at a White House event. I guess you might have some cities that want to try, but it's going to be a very, very sad situation if they did, because people aren't going to be protected. So for Mr. Biden to say that President Trump is wanting to defund police, Pastor Brown, that is gaslighting.
That is gaslighting indeed. Hey, look at less police does not make things safer. Just look at Portland, look at Seattle, Chicago, New York, and Trump offered to send in help if these liberals would accept it. I have people coming to my church. They live in Kenosha. That's 22 miles from our church. And, you know, when they say, with the pictures on one of the major news stations there saying it's mostly peaceful, and in the background this guy's car lot is burning, No, it's not peaceful at all. I've seen them looting stores, smashing windows, setting cars on fire, burning down buildings. But we're told that these demonstrations are mostly peaceful. We're being gaslighted. And when we say, no, they're not mostly people, they're not peaceful. Mostly peaceful, I get all upset about this. I'm called a racist because of that. Mm-hmm. But let me just tell you, give you an example. Chicago has been just the haven of murder. Attorney General William Barr sent in 500 federal policemen. It's called Operation Legend. And just this past month, murders have come down by almost 50%, Jim.
Wow. Well, this also takes us to the mantra that is being stated around the nation, Black Lives Matter. And we, again, folks, we have to understand they're not talking about skin color. They're talking about an agenda. I mean, we believe we are all of one race, the human race. And because the mantra Black Lives Matter, many black lives do not matter to them, Pastor Brown. We have black babies that are killed in the womb every single day. Every weekend, some major cities like Chicago have blacks that are killing other blacks, and those black lives don't matter. So just even this whole concept of Black Lives Matter is gaslighting us.
Well, the fact is it's a catastrophe with this Black Lives Matter movement, because it's caused police to back off, and that just emboldens the violent members of the Black Lives Matter movement, and that brings in more crimes, more homicides, and they skyrocket. The Black Lives Matter movement has literally caused tens of thousands of black lives not to matter,
right,
Jim?
Mm-hmm.
But if you advocate more, you know, more policing in cities that are overrun by crime, we're accused of being white supremacists and racists. And I just want to tell you, the people who live, I have black friends, and the people who live, I have one who was talking to me the other day. He says, it's getting real close to my house, and I live in Milwaukee, and I'm concerned. He said, I don't want less police. I want more police. And we're talking right in this town,
right,
Jim.
Right.
It's crazy. And I just want to say there is a little bit of, well, not a little bit, but As some people know, for 20 years I was a resource person for the occult, and Black Lives Matter has occultism with some of its founding members, Jim, and in this report that I have the link where they can actually go and see the occult ritual being performed by members of the Black Lives Matter.
Friends, we'll be sharing that contact information here in a bit, so be ready to jot down some information. But when we see all that's going on, I mean, even of recent stories in Detroit where police are banned from using tear gas and banned from using batons as they deal with not just the articles say protesters, but this is actually rioting and everything else.
Yeah, the judge ruled that Detroit cops cannot use batons or tear gas on Black Lives Matter rioters, no matter what.
Yeah.
A judge rules that. And then I was listening to Mark Levin the other night, and he was telling the story about a couple who were trying to eat in a restaurant and in New York, and they came in there and harassed him, so he paid for his food and left, and he started headed towards home, and they came out and followed him. And he told his girlfriend to go run, so the girlfriend ran, and he stood his ground, and they said, you're either going to raise your fist or you're going to get on the ground on your belly, and you're going to ask for forgiveness.
My, my.
I'll tell you, we'll perhaps deal with white privilege and stuff coming up here, but that is, and we're told, oh, well, that's not violent. Well, no, they were going to mess him up, Jim.
Pastor David Brown with us today. What about border-related issues, immigration-related issues? Are we being gaslighted there?
Oh, man, are we ever. You know, there's a legal way to come into the United States of America, and people have been waiting for years. I have a person in my church who came from Malta, and he's now a United States citizen. But we're told that we need to be, well, completely open with our borders and let everybody in who wants to come in, and no vetting. But, Jim, the United States accepts more immigrants and than all of the other countries, than any other country in the world. And the vast majority of immigrants that come into our country are people of color. And they enjoy freedom and economic opportunities. And yet we're told that the United States is the most racist and most oppressive country on the planet. And if you disagree, as I disagree, you're a xenophobe. You're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something. I want a vetting process.
Yeah.
I do not want more drugs. I have to deal with, in my counseling, some people who are addicted to drugs and the horrible things that are going on. And I'm not a xenophobe. I'm not anti-immigrant. But the left is using this rhetoric to make you think that you're crazy because you don't want criminals to come in. You don't want MS-13 to come in. You want people to be vetted to come in for our own good. But then, they want our system to collapse, and so they call us crazy. We're being gaslighted.
Pastor David Brown with us today. There is another issue that has become very prevalent over the last couple of years, and it's dealing with the push towards socialism. We're told that socialism is the way we ought to be going as a nation. We need to forsake capitalism. Another instance of gaslighting?
I tell you, Jim, I've been around long enough that my wife and I went to East Germany 1 year after the wall came down. And while you didn't see the barbed wire fences there, there was a warning because they hadn't gotten all the minefields removed from East Germany and West Germany. But we freely drove into what had been East Germany. And, Jim, it was like we lost 40 years. The houses were broken down, and everything was such a mess. There's an assault on capitalism today, but capitalists, we're the most prosperous country in the world. We have a wonderful standard of living, and we see that there's poor people, when they work hard, that they can get to be middle class or even better. They have opportunity in capitalist countries. They are the most free-loving countries in the world, and yet we're told that capitalism is oppressive and it's designed to keep people down. And if you don't agree with them, they say that you're crazy. Fact is, we're being gaslighted, Jim.
Let's get into racism, bigotry. You mentioned the term white privilege. Gaslighting taking place there as well.
Yeah, white privilege and white fragility. White fragility is defensiveness of white people when they talk about racial inequality and injustice and all that kind of stuff. But white privilege, hey, look it. I didn't have any choice of what color I was born. I'm German, English, Irish, and Cherokee. That's just the way it is. That's the way that family goes. And I have disavowed racism, bigotry, just like many people. And I believe that you need to judge people, as Martin Luther King said, on the content of the character and not on the color of their skin. It's not that I endorse him, but I agree with what he said in that you evaluate people on the content of the character and not the color of their skin. I don't discriminate, but if you don't go and if you don't give the Black Lives Matter fist, or if you don't agree with them, if you don't kiss their feet, don't kiss their shoes, and say that Black Lives Matter, then you're a white supremacist or you're a racist. And if you try and defend yourself at all, boy, for sure, you are a racist. We are being gaslighted.
Do you believe that the media is culpable in this gaslighting?
Oh, well, the media, just like that early author 26 years ago said, the media is complicit. The media is supporting this narrative for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
They're in there with the left, and they're pushing, and so is Hollywood. Hollywood's a part of the media, and all of this pressure that's going on, the sports teams now, they got to have Black Lives Matter on their helmet. They have to have it on the pitching mounds and all these kind of things, and I refuse to have any part of that because we're being gaslighted.
Yeah, indeed. Sports have gone completely political in this aspect, whether it be on the back of a jerseys or what's painted on the floor or on the baseball diamonds or what we're going to be seeing in the end zones of the football fields as well, coming up as well, a political agenda. And folks, this just came out as well, August 11th, 2020, within the last month. From Remix News, Facebook claims its new oversight board, which has the authority to allow or remove content from the platform, is diverse thought and opinion, but an investigation has determined that 18 out of the 20 members of the board have ties to liberal billionaire George Soros groups or groups that he supports. Cheryl Atkinson's investigation for Real Clear Investigations revealed that 18 out of 20 members of this independent board collaborated with or tied to groups that have receive funding from George Soros' Open Society Foundations, perhaps the foremost and well-funded progressive organization in the world, donated billions to the various left-wing causes, over $200 million to Black Lives Matter, $50 million to elect former Vice President Joe Biden, and these are the gatekeepers, Pastor, to determine what is truth and what's fiction on Facebook.
Yes, I just tell you right there, you've got a bunch of these highly placed billionaires who made their money in a capitalist society, and now they're attacking that capitalist society and gaslighting us with trying to cancel any other opinion but their own narrative, Jim.
We're going to take a quick break here. Pastor David Brown with us. We've got a few more minutes of discussion, including an audio clip from Nancy Pelosi that's a classic illustration of what gaslighting is. But also we're going to be looking at as to how do we keep from being victimized by this? Is this happening in the church? So stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network. James 4:14 poses this thought, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Have you ever stopped to consider where you will spend eternity? You may say, "But I'm a good person. I care for my family. I feed the poor. I stand up for life and traditional values." While all of these things are good, they fall far short of God's standard. Every one of us has a sin issue that must be dealt with. Our sin separates us from God, and each of us deserves to be eternally removed from God in everlasting punishment.
But out of God's great love, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to bear our sins, shed his blood, die on the cross, and rise again. He is the only way of salvation, and it's imperative for you to place your trust in him. If you're wrestling with this issue, we'd like to send you a complimentary leaflet, Where Will You Spend Eternity? To receive a copy, just ask for it when you call us at 1-800-729-9829. 800-729-9829. Gaslighting. That's our topic today here on Crosstalk. Pastor David Brown is with us, and he has recently put together an 8-page booklet on this very topic of gaslighting, and you're making this available to our Crosstalk listeners.
Yeah, I just want to cover the cost of postage and printing if they would send a buck, just a buck, to David Brown, P.O. Box 173. Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. We'll send out this report to them.
Okay. Again, folks, I'm going to give you that address a second time, but just include a dollar in to cover the cost of the printing and the postage back to you, and just put a little sticky note or something in there that says, send the gaslighting article, and he'll know exactly what it is you want. Send a dollar to David Brown, P.O. Box 173. That's Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. One more time, David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. Just put in a dollar and ask for the gaslighting article. As we're talking about this, I couldn't help but think of an audio clip that we had obtained from Nancy Pelosi, well, not from her, but of her,
yes,
in which she is talking and explaining how things happen. Now, she's trying to accuse the Republican Party of doing this, but when we see articles come out like we did recently from The Atlantic accusing President Donald Trump of despising veterans and saying disparaging things about them when we know things like that are not true. But Nancy Pelosi explains a little bit more how that is done, seems to be kind of an expert at it. Let's listen to what she had to say.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up sneer. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up sneer. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
Yeah, it is self-evident. She calls it the wrap-up smear. That's the same as gaslighting.
Yeah, it is the same as gaslighting. The wrap-up smear, gaslighting, the same thing. And the Democrats are very good at it, and sometimes perhaps the Republicans have as well. But I just want to tell you something. There are so many illustrations from the left now. Think of all of the Russian hoax.
Yes.
That was a huge gaslight for years, Jim, in relationship to that. And then right now, all the time, while they're trying to defund the police because then it's going to make everything more peaceful. Well, William Barr just proved that's not true when he sent his people into Chicago, and then stuff has come down, crime has come down, shootings have come down by almost half, Jim. We've been gaslighted in so many things. The wrap-up smear, they plant a false information, then they get the press to pick up on it, then they quote the press, and it's all a lie. Mm-hmm. Jim, I'm just thinking of propaganda minister. His name was Joseph Goebbels in the Nazis, and he was called the poison dwarf. And here's what he said. If you tell a lie, this is the purpose of gaslighting, this is the purpose of the wrap-up smear. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Now, that's usually all that's quoted, but look at the rest.
Mm-hmm.
The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state, or in our case, the media and some of the, you know, the governors and the mayors, can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state, or the truth is the greatest enemy of the political left, or you can substitute the things in there. But Goebbels, see, that's what gaslighting wants people to do. They want people to believe a lie. And I'll tell you what, the vice president candidate with Joe Biden, she raised millions of dollars to bail out those people who broke windows and rioted. She's raised millions of dollars to
Kamala
be able
Harris.
To do that. Yeah, Kamala Harris has done that. And now Biden comes out and says, no, no, I'm for law and order, and I want the criminals prosecuted. Well, you see, he gaslights all the time because he is going to shift to make his rhetoric be what the polls need it to be in an effort to get elected, and it really isn't at all what he stands for or believes.
So how do we as believers deal with this issue?
Well, the fact of the matter is that we need to stand for the truth and not believe everything that's in the media. And some of the problem is, now I shared this with my Sunday school class on Sunday, but some of the problem is that churches do not want to deal with these things. They don't want to be directive. They don't want to be judgmental. They don't want to expose this because it is political, but lies are not political. Lies are damning regardless of who has the lies. And so I think more preachers need to get into the business and talk about what God thinks about deception and give illustrations of the deception and the lying that's going on, because in these last days they do lie in wait to deceive, Jim, and we need to urge people to go out and vote biblically when the time comes, Jim.
Pastor David Brown with us. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Are you concerned that there's a form of gaslighting even going on within the church today?
Well, there's a form of gaslighting going on in the church today, particularly in the issue of same-sex marriage, where they're compromising on that. They don't speak out on biblical truth of that. They don't speak out on the biblical truth of homosexuality. I don't hate homosexuals. I want to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then if they come to know Jesus Christ, they can know the truth, and the truth will make them free.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. We also see those that will not teach sound biblical doctrine in their church. We don't want to offend. We want everybody to come just as they are, and we don't want to present the truth. That is a form of gaslighting as well.
That's exactly, because we're told, preacher, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? Because the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, and they'll be turned away from the truth and be turned unto fables. That's the word muthos, which is the Greek word for myth.
Well, that's why I appreciate the final verse you have in your pamphlet here, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things or test all things, hold fast that which is good.
Amen. That's what we need to do. And Christians need to do that individually. They need to get into the Word of God and do that, Jim.
So, again, folks, if you'd like to obtain this small booklet, just 8 pages long, you can send a dollar to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154 is a zip, and just ask for the gaslighting article. That's P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. We're going to begin in Pensacola, Florida. And, Don, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yeah, good graces to you, soldiers for Christ. The Black Lives Matter acronym should be changed to Black Lies, L-I-E-S, Matter. Now, Scripture says, Paul speaking, that we have the mind of Christ. If we're a born-again Christian, we have, present tense, the mind of Jesus Christ. Lost people, these people on the left, don't have the mind of Jesus Christ, so all they do is lie. And he that is of God, John 8:47, he that is from God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, the words of God, because you're not of or from God. One of my favorite street preaching verses. And these people need to be saved. They need to read John chapter 3 until they know they have eternal life. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. And indeed, we have the lie going on. And we've played previous on Crosstalk one of the audio clips from one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, who claims to be a trained socialist.
Yes, and
a trained Marxist,
because they're connected right in there, and that's their ultimate goal. And Marxism is completely antichrist, anti-Christian, Jim. They don't want anything to do with the Lord. But we need to be busy trying to lead people to the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, because
Amen.
When they have changed lives and they know Christ, they see things differently.
Brett is calling next from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Yes, if Black Lives Matter, why do they abortion 25% of their population?
Yeah.
And would you folks please tell them the gospel?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fred.
Right, and as I just said, with the push of the Black Lives Matter, and not even considering the abortions, because there's far more black babies who are aborted than any other color of babies, but the Black Lives Matter movement has literally caused tens of thousands of black lives not to matter, Jim.
Yeah, we're talking percentage-wise there, and it's very disproportionate with the black skin color. Let's go to Elaine in Oconomowoc. You're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Brown. I just wanted to thank you for writing this booklet. And I would like to order more than one and pay for more than one. May I do that?
Well, certainly. We have we have as many as we need.
So just send $1
thank
for each
so
one
much.
To help cover the printing and postage.
Yes.
I will.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. To Maricopa, Arizona, Manny, you're on the air.
So I don't understand it. If people are saying that Trump's communist, Putin's puppet, why are they so against, you know, Russia when they're wanting the very thing that they're talking bad about Russia, but yet they want communism. I find it a little bit ironical.
Yeah.
And lastly, I was at a quick prayer, and God spoke and told us to be very ready because the rapture is coming very soon.
Yeah, we know he's told us. We don't know the day nor the hour, but we know the Lord is coming back.
And we're told to occupy till we come, and that doesn't mean sit in our chair. That means to be busy about doing the doing the Lord's work, Jim. And I guess that's the whole thing, is that people need to quit getting lackadaisical. They need to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time. Because if they sit there and they're watching the Hollywood movies, and they're a lot of time on social media, and they're listening to all these news channels, they're getting gaslighted. They're getting brainwashed, Jim, because I've lived quite a long time now. I'm over 70 years old, and the fact is that President Trump, regardless of all of his flaws, is more pro-life than Reagan was, who was my favorite president. He stood for the church more strongly than any president that I know, and he's not a globalist, and because globalism is pointing us getting things ready for the one world government. With all of his flaws, he has stood for so many things that are in my reading of the Bible, what a person should stand for, Jim.
Pastor David Brown with us here today on Crosstalk. Thank you, Manny, for the call. And tell you what, we're just seconds from the break, so let me give you this address again where you can obtain the gaslighting article. Let's put in a small booklet form, 8 pages, and that you can write to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. Just put in $1 for each copy, and he'll get that sent back to you. We're going to pick up with more of your calls following the break. This is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Last night on our town square here in Collierville, Tennessee, right outside of Memphis, Black Lives Matter showed up to protest a monument to the Confederate soldiers that died right there on the town square. The big Battle of Collierville, as it was known, during the Civil War. Well, Black Lives Matter, folks that aren't even from Collierville who organized this, want the monument that's been there since the 1940s removed. What is this? This is simply taking propaganda, brainwashing, and wrapping it around real history. The Civil War was not about slavery. It was largely about state rights, and particularly the big driving issue, as is always, money, economics. But today, people from the outside will come in and tell your community what you have to do. Tear down these statues. Next thing it'll be, tear down your churches. They're racist. Don't fall for the critical race theory that says everything associated with Christianity, the Constitution, and the free market system is racism.
This is Crosstalk and Gaslighting, our topic today. Pastor David Brown, our guest. We're going right back to the phone lines, and we're going to begin with Melinda. Hi, Melinda. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering the other day, I know that the Black Lives Movement is going around the world in different parts, of the world. And I was wondering, is this gaslighting or this manipulation, deception, is that also happening in other major cities around the world? Thank you.
It is happening in other cities around the world. Some of in England, it's happening in a degree. In Australia, it's happening in a good degree. But a lot of times, the government's telling the people who are right to shut up and behave and just let them speak their mind. But you don't let a lie continue to go. It says prove all things and hold fast to that's good, but it also says have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove it. And so you need to speak out against it, but it is heavily going on in the United States of America.
Yeah, and around the world. And if I had my friend Usama Dakdak sitting right next to you here, Pastor, he would be talking about Islam being gaslighted around the world as well, where it is made to be Islam being a religion of peace. That's a gaslighting.
That's a huge gaslight because Islam, in their own doctrine, can tell lies. And Usama's exposed that in our church when he spoke in our church there. So, yes.
Back to the phone lines here. Richard in Eau Claire, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim. Thank you. And Pastor Brown, thank you very much. What a wonderful program. I just got one question. I don't think you've touched on it. Would you call it gaslighting? I call it, could be brainwashing. That's what Brandon House calls it. But as far as what people are believing, as far as the COVID-19 and the government shutting down the services of churches, and so many pastors buying into that that belief system, I'll take your answer off or on the air.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, Jim and I have a list right here of the media's top lies and spins about COVID-19. It is a major source of gaslighting. Is COVID-19 real? Yes, COVID-19 is real, but all of the shutdowns and all of the masking and all of the putting people out of business, I'll tell you what, no, they're being sold a bill of goods, they're being deceived, and I think that it's all on purpose in the United States of America.
And we see also with this the numbers of people who have said to have COVID, some who never had a test those are in numbers of positives. We have also seen a number of deaths for other reasons, including a vehicle accident and being declared a COVID death, even though it was the collision that took their lives. I mean, there's a lot of this gaslighting that's going on.
Yeah, I saw a possum dead on the road. It probably died of COVID.
Kevin in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello, this is a nice program you have, and this is the first time I ever heard about gaslighting. So my question is, do you think gaslighting and propaganda is the same thing?
Well, what the gaslighting is propaganda. They're telling you a lie. Sure, you could call it propaganda because they're telling you a lie. They're telling it over, and they're hoping to convince you to believe that lie. And if you don't believe that lie, well, that's what the whole cancel culture is about. They just want to move you off as being valid or reasonable. So, yeah, it's propaganda.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Miriam in Scandia, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, hello. Thank you for keeping us all informed. I had a question about what do you think or know of a quote from Time that the BLM protests are 93% peaceful?
Well, any of the people who keep the statistics on that would, the genuine statistics on that, that's gaslight. That's gaslight. And there's somebody, I was just reading statistics before I came on with the program, and I don't remember what the specifics are, but that is not 93% peaceful. No, that's not true.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I'm just concerned because I have some relatives that are believing this, and I just wanted a little...
I just wanted
your opinion, you know.
Yeah, just go look at what's happening in Portland and Minneapolis and Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Chicago and Washington, D.C., and the list goes on. Philadelphia. I mean, just take a look at what's taking place.
Yeah.
And when you have reporters that are standing in front of, as Pastor Brown said, cars that are set ablaze, and you see on the little caption on the screen, a largely peaceful protest or mostly peaceful protest, and using those terms, that indeed is gaslighting.
Yeah, I find it interesting. You're from Michigan, but Governor Whitmer there, she's building a huge fence around her dwelling, and she doesn't even believe in fences, supposedly.
Yeah. Exactly. I just didn't know if it was, you know, like little pockets of protests that, like, oh, we'll count that. And
actually, they're flying in these protesters. Yeah. They're staying in expensive motels, having first-class airlines tickets, having wonderful rental cars. They are bringing them in to cause problems.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Miriam, for the call. But indeed, if there's, you know, a group walking down a sidewalk in a rural community, and they're counting all of these in with that too, we just need to take a look at what is taking place, and what is deemed largely peaceful protest is indeed gaslighting. What's going on, Pastor? We've got a minute. To what would you like to leave with our listeners in this regard?
Well, I just want Christians to be wide awake. I want Christians to try and reach people with the Lord Jesus Christ and not believe all of the rhetoric that is being the party line that's being promoted on the news, Jim, because they need to stand up for the Word of God, because there's a lot of churches. If it happens in California as it's happening and is successful there, it'll soon be here for us. So we need to take a stand for the things of the Lord regardless.
Pastor, thank you for your research, your time, and for sharing this burden, this passion on your heart with our listeners.
Well, thank you for letting me be a part of the Watchman on the Wall here at Crosstalk.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, if you'd like to obtain the article here on gaslighting, just put a dollar in an envelope, send it to David Brown, P.O. Box 173, Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154, and he'll mail that back to you. And again, friends, as we began the program from Isaiah 5:20, there is a woe to those that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Let's not be gaslighted. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.